Before, you know, my grandparents live in a far away area, Bhakkar Miawali. People know about in Pakistan. I don't know here people, but in Pakistan, everybody knows about the area. So my elder sister was with my grandparents because they are my and they both are heart patient. And they want to be someone with them. And when I finished my matric, I went there to stay with them.
So how old were you then?
I'm not sure, you know, it's mixed up, but it was about 14, 15, something like that. And when I used to go there, but just a few months, and then come back with my mom and like that. But there was very different from our village, because there was like all sand and desert, but my grandfather's area was all oranges, orchard of oranges and mangoes and different kind of fruits. He went there in I think 60s, and he started there everything. He was in Pakistan Navy, and when he retired in 60s, and he got some land there, and after his retirement he bought some land and he went there, and he started to grow everything. There wasn't everything, he told me. And when I went there, it was everything green and nice and like that very much, and I miss it. When I go back to Pakistan, my village is same. You know, the people are there, they don't know about anything. They are like poor people, and my grandfather created jobs for them because he got lots of animals and he needs people to help them. Me, my grandmother and my grandfather, we three are there, and my uncle, like my mom's brother, he lived nearby in city with his children. He come to visit us weekly, or sometime he alone come every day, but with his children weekly. And he brought something like cooking and like that, because there wasn't roads, no electricity, and there was a water hand pump, but no electricity, no transport like buses and everything. My father-in-law have got two tractors and a jeep and car. Sometimes he ride by horse. Yeah, he go on his lands. He likes to. He has lots of birds, like quail. I don't know the small birds.
Quails.
Quails, yeah, and about hundreds of quails he has, and the chickens, dogs. You know, the people hunting with dogs, 10, 11, 15 dogs, and everything was very different.